So we're thinking today about whole church worship, what it means to gather together and to worship as one body. I thought it was really good in the reading that we said one, because it really showed how many times Paul mentions one, us being one, the unity of the body. And you probably noticed in the Bible reading that Paul is using the human body to explain the church. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. Now you, Christians he's writing to in the church in Corinth, are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So he's talking about the church. He uses the image of a human body to describe it. And he's saying, just like the human body is made up of lots and lots of parts which are different, so God's church is made up of lots of people who are different. And he wants us to know that that's a good thing. He says in verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? Imagine a great big eye bouncing around on its own. Not much good, is it? Or a big ear kind of bouncing down the road. It's a bit of a silly picture, but that's what we're like if we think that everyone in church should be exactly the same as us. Paul is using this slightly ridiculous picture to say, no, just as a human body needs all of the parts, so does the church. Different parts. The church doesn't just have one particular type of person in it. The church, by God's intention, by God's plan, has lots of different people making it up. A hand is very different to an eye, isn't it? Very, very different. A leg is very different to an ear. And that's a good thing. And different people with different skills and backgrounds and abilities and so on in the church, that's a good thing. We are all very different from each other, aren't we? And God has designed it that way. We think differently, we understand differently, we like different food, we speak different languages, we come from different countries. Some of us are loud, some of us are quiet. Some of us like watching the World Cup on TV. Some of us like watching Wimbledon a lot on TV. But we're all different. We're different, aren't we? And that's good. That's God's intention. Sometimes people might think, because I'm different from everyone else, I don't belong in the church. I wonder whether you feel like that at all. Maybe you think, well, I feel like a different person to everyone else. I like different things. I think differently. I have different skills and talents. Paul says, that's okay. It's important that you stay who you are. He says in verses 15 to 17, now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If you're a foot, so to speak, don't try to be a hand. God has made you a foot. God has made you who you are. You belong. You're good as you are. Just as the body needs feet, the church needs you. We've been thinking a little bit recently about neurodiversity, haven't we? And Emily has come up on stage and talked about her autism. I want to say the church needs you if you are neurodiverse. If you have autism or ADHD or dyslexia or anything else, the church needs you. Don't tell yourself, oh, I can't be part of the church. You can. You are. You're welcome. You're an important part of the body. And we've also been thinking a lot recently about worship. And diversity in worship is important. Different ways of worshiping are a good thing. If there's a type of worship that happens in church that you're not really into, that's okay, because it's probably helping someone else. when we played that game, would you rather, earlier, we found out that some people like hymns, some people like contemporary songs. And we know that some people like quiet worship, some people like loud worship. Some people like discussing in groups, some people like reflecting on their own. They're all okay. We enjoy worshiping in different ways, and that's good. Diversity in worship is good. God's created diversity in the body, the human body, in his church, and therefore by extension in worship. So we're going to do an activity now. Ollie is going to hand out some post-it notes and some pens. And I'd like you to write down, or you can draw if you want, what you like as part of gathered worship, in terms of worship. What you like to do in terms of worship when we gather together like this as a church on a Sunday. There's some ideas on the screen that you might want to use, or you might want to think of something yourself, something completely different. I want you to write down or draw what you like to do to worship God when we come together. And then when you've done that, I'd like you to come up here on stage and stick those post-it notes around this silhouette of this person worshipping. So all these different ways of worship will appear gradually around this person. And I'm just going to, while you start writing, clear away these clipboards so we don't trip up, okay? So let's do that now. Thanks, everyone. While we're finishing it off, I'll just read some out. And we can see the variety and the difference. Sharing our encounter with God, how God has helped us. Music, fun, good Bible teaching. Playing the guitar, thinking. Quiet, leading to loud. Feeling, activities, crafts, games. Seniors, prayer. Music, old hymns, prayers, quietness and reflection. Spontaneous music. Grateful heart, love, singing. Times of reflection, silent contemplation. We should have got some sticky notes, shouldn't we? Never mind. But all these ways of worshipping are good, are okay. In fact, we need them all. And if someone worships God or in a different way to us, or has a different favourite way of worshipping, then we can learn from them. We need people, actually, who are different from us, and they need us as well. All these different gifts and characters are an essential part of the church, and they've been placed here by God. Paul says in verse 18, in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. That's really special, isn't it? God has put everyone here in this church with all our differences, just as he wanted us to be. So as we finish, a couple of things. If you're not a Christian, you've hopefully seen that God loves diversity in his church, in worship. I want you to know that God says to you, welcome, come on in, join my people, be part of this diverse community. I wonder, have you done that? Have you responded to God's invitation to be part of his family? You know, you don't have to do lots of complicated, difficult things to join God's people, to become a worshipper of Jesus. You just have to say sorry to God for the wrong things that you've done, and to accept that Jesus took the punishment that you deserve when he died on the cross so you could be forgiven. That's all we have to do. We summarize that by repentance and faith. Repentance, turning away from our sin. Faith, turning to Jesus and accepting what he did for us on the cross. Will you do that? Will you join God's diverse, wonderful, worshiping body? And for those of us who are Christians, Let's rejoice in how we're all different, because God has made us that way. He's brought us together deliberately. Let's embrace diversity in worship. Let's enjoy the variety that God has created. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for what we've learned from your word. Thank you for the picture of the church as a human body. Thank you that every part is valuable. Thank you for the diversity. And thank you for the diversity you've brought to this church, Argyle Community Church. In Jesus' name, amen.